Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. So any minute now, we could be at World War Pelosi. So we're going to get a move on here. Hello, everybody. Todd Starnes with you. So great to have you with us on what is a very busy news day. Primaries happening all over the Fruited Plain, and we're gonna check in on those big stories as well. But before we get to Pelosi and whether or not she's going to be launching us into World War III with China, I want to visit what's happening in Ukraine. And there is a very interesting story in today's New York Times. Thomas Friedman is the author of this opinion piece. And the New York Times, very upset that Pelosi is going to Taiwan. I think just about everybody is, because no one quite understands why Pelosi is going to Taiwan. It marks the first time that a high-level government leader from this country has gone to Taiwan since, I believe, Newt Gingrich back during the Clinton administration. So a long time ago, somewhat unprecedented. China threatening to blow Pelosi out of the sky. I don't think that's going to happen, but there's a lot of concern that this could spark some sort of an incident. So you've got that going on. You've got the Biden administration not very happy that Pelosi is going there. As a matter of fact, the White House yesterday during this program actually said that the United States has absolutely zero interest in Taiwan declaring its independence from China. So at that point, I would have just, if I was in charge of Taiwan, I would have just told Pelosi to do a U-ey and head back home. You're not welcome here. But it just seems to me that the Biden administration is hell-bent, and maybe this is just me, but it seems to me they are hell-bent on getting us involved in some sort of a shooting war with either Russia or China or Iran. And they're trying super hard in Ukraine to get us into a shooting war with the Russians. But it could very well be something as simple as Nancy Pelosi stepping foot on Taiwanese soil to launch us into World War Pelosi. Now, I want to get into this Thomas Friedman piece because there's something very fascinated buried deep within the story. And this is, and again, this is what you need to know about the New York Times. They always miss the news nugget. They never, so you've got to read, and usually the true news nugget is buried somewhere deep within the story. To give you a great example of this, years ago, during the Obama administration, it was there was a great story that was buried in the society pages of the New York Times. Now, one of the things that I enjoy doing on Sundays, I do read through the New York Times and don't agree with most of the stuff, but sometimes there's a pretty good feature story in there. And I, at the time, I was searching for, this was before Zillow, so I was searching for an apartment, and you would get the Times on Sunday. They had a big real estate section, and so anyway, I'm reading the paper, and there was a feature story about the social secretaries in the White House. And I thought, well, this is interesting. I'm a big White House history buff. I'm really intrigued by all of that. And so I was reading this story, and it was a massive piece. It was like a 3,000 or 4,000 word piece. Buried at the very end was the actual news nugget of that story. It turns out that the Obamas, according to the social secretaries, that the Obamas, their first Christmas in the White House, they actually wanted to remove the nativity scene. They wanted to kick the baby Jesus out of the White House. And, of course, you know that story now because I broke that story at Fox News and wrote about it in one of my early books. But the great irony here is that the New York Times missed the story that the Obamas, first Christmas in the White House, wanted to throw the baby Jesus out the front door. So all that to say, you got to read these stories to get the nugget. And sure enough, the same thing happened here. The whole point of the opinion piece, why Pelosi's visit to Taiwan is utterly reckless. And yeah, it is reckless, but that's not the real story here. The real story is what's happening in Ukraine. I'm going to read this from Thomas Friedman's piece in the New York Times, talking about the timing of this visit to Taiwan. The timing could not be worse. Dear reader, the Ukraine war is not over, and privately, U.S. officials are a lot more concerned about Ukraine's leadership than they're letting on. Really? Really? Are we surprised by this? We've been concerned from day one. There is deep mistrust between the White House and President Zelensky of Ukraine, considerably more than has been reported. And there is funny business going on in Kiev. No, are you kidding me? Really, funny business in Kiev. On July 17th, Zelensky fired his country's prosecutor general and the leader of its domestic intelligence agency, the most significant shakeup in his government since the Russian invasion in February. It would be the equivalent of Biden firing Merrick Garland and Bill Burns on the same day. But I still have not seen any reporting that convincingly explains what that was all about. It is as if we don't want to look too closely under the hood in Kiev for fear of what corruption or antics we might see when we have been invested so much there. More on the dangers of that another day. So let me stop here, and there's more to this, and there's a little disturbing more to it, and I'll get to that in a second. But from day one, ladies and gentlemen, I've told you, and I have just been as honest as I can possibly be with you, that something does not smell right about Ukraine. Not quite sure why we need to be there. Aside from the fact that early on, we were told that there were these laboratories that everybody was very concerned about. And there's been a lot of speculation about those laboratories, what they were doing, and why the United States needed to go into Ukraine to secure those laboratories. Some people are saying it had to do with the China virus, and it very well may be. I do not know. But we do know this, that the United States is willing to risk American lives and treasure to protect those labs. So something important was happening inside those laboratories. The other part of it, it predates even the Trump administration, where you have Joe Biden and his son doing all sorts of very nefarious business transactions with the Ukrainians. We've known for well over a decade that there has been great corruption within the Ukrainian government, but they've all decided to take a blind eye at that because there's something else going on here. Now, do we care about Ukraine? I don't think we do. I think Biden wants us involved in a shooting war with the Russians, and the question is why. And it's really not Biden. It's whoever's pulling the strings, which would be Susan Rice and Barack Hussein Obama. But I want to go on to the next line here of this very disturbing story out of the New York Times. Meanwhile, senior U.S. officials still believe that Putin is quite prepared to consider using a small nuclear weapon against Ukraine if he sees his army facing certain defeat. In short, this Ukraine war is so not over, so not stable, so not without dangerous surprises that can pop out on any given day. Yet in the middle of all of this, we are going to risk a conflict with China over Taiwan, provoked by an arbitrary and frivolous visit by the Speaker of the House. Now, this is not Fox News Channel writing this. It's not Newsmax. It's not the Heritage Foundation. This is the New York Times. I'm telling you, the administration, and you talk about a dangerous political situation in Ukraine with Russia. We need to be talking about the dangerous political situation right here in the United States. We have an administration that is in great turmoil and unrest. We have a failed administration. And that's what the New York Times is admitting here. It's been a failure. And you've got a president now that is completely unhinged, a vice president who's a loon, and you've got a White House that is being controlled with puppet strings by people like Susan Rice and B.H. Obama. That's a very dangerous place for this administration to be, because they do know that in the event of war, and we'll put this out there, God forbid the Chinese actually go and shoot down Nancy Pelosi. Guess what? Nancy Pelosi may be a raging leftist lunatic, but she's still an American citizen. She's a government leader. And we're not going to tolerate anybody shooting down our people. I don't care who they are. And the Biden administration knows this. And they know that if there is, in fact, a war, what's going to happen? You're going to see the people rally around the White House. You're going to see the economy return with a boom, because that always happens during a wartime event. And you will see national unity that could give the Democrats an edge moving into the midterm elections. Folks, this is not without precedent. So we've got a lot of moving parts here and a lot of reasons to be very, very concerned. I believe Putin would use a nuclear weapon, and I believe the Chinese would too. And the question is, what city gets sacrificed on the west coast of the United States to appease the Biden administration? Is it Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego? That's where all of this is heading, unless somebody slams on the brakes and they do it very quickly. And for the New York Times to come out and to write about this and to actually admit this, because they do have the sources within this administration, they do know what's going on inside the walls of the White House, and that is very concerning. And then yesterday, in spite of knowing all of this stuff about Zelensky, we're going to give him another $550 million of our tax money, more than $8 billion. Now, you think about this. While all this is going on, you've got Joe Biden and the Democrats. They are literally arming every Ukrainian citizen. Every Ukrainian citizen is being given a firearm to protect themselves. The Ukrainians are using our tax money to secure their border. Meanwhile, back here, our border has been breached and overrun, and the Democrats are trying to take away our guns. 844-747-8868. What do you think's going on, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. By the way, our website, and we have some incredible stories up on the website today. You got to check that out over at toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, America. So ever since gas prices went sky high, I've got a daily routine. I've been driving around town trying to find the cheapest gas possible. But you know what? I don't have to do that anymore, thanks to the Upside app. That's right. The Upside app is an incredible app for anybody who buys gas, buys groceries, or dines out. And get this, with every purchase, I'm earning cash back thanks to Upside. To get started, all you have to do is download the free Upside app. Use my promo code STARNS, and you're going to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. So download the free Upside app and use the promo code STARNS to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using promo code STARNS. everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So happy that you've made the choice to spend noon to 3 Eastern with your friends here on this program and great conservatives all over America. So our good friend Liz Peek has a piece up, and this is a fascinating report. Liz Peek is sounding the alarm about the midterm elections. Now, this is fascinating, and I want to get your take on this, and there is a local angle on this for our Memphis listeners on KWAM, where we base our radio program from. Liz Peek says that President Trump needs to immediately announce that he's running for president in 2024, and she says he needs to do that because of the fecklessness of the Republican Party. She says only President Trump's vision can lead us to a 70-seat red wave. Now, this is pretty remarkable, because Liz Peek she's not one who is prone to hyperbole. So Liz Peek is looking at all of the data coming in. She's saying that the Republicans on Capitol Hill should be ashamed because they were snookered into supporting this $280 billion bill that's basically a handout. They got blindsided by Build Back Better. And she says that polling data and fundraising data is showing some very disturbing numbers. She says Republicans are losing steam in the fundraising and in the polls, and she says that the GOP is hovering on the brink. Now, here is some of the data that she's been able to gather. She says that a Suffolk University poll shows voters preferring Democrats over Republicans by more than 4 points. She says the polling data gathered by 538 shows the GOP lead on a generic congressional ballot has all but disappeared. And today, Republicans are nearly tied with Democrats. As recently as mid-June, the GOP had a 2.6-point advantage. Also worrisome, and I'm reading from Liz's column here, Democrats are outraising Republicans in online campaign donations. Now, this is interesting, and I want to stop here for just a moment. We got the early voting numbers in for Memphis. We've got a massive election coming up on Thursday. It's kind of weird, but they're doing an election on Thursday. Lots of important races, including a George Soros candidate who's running for district attorney. Major, major races on the ballots locally in Memphis. And what's stunning, and Grace Baker, you can verify this, what's stunning is that 20,000 more Democrats went to the polls to cast early ballots than Republicans did.
Oh, yeah. And to be honest, I'm not shocked. I feel like Republicans here are very, what's the word, just not active.
Weenies.
At all. Yeah, I wasn't going to say that. But.
No, completely. I'm reading this and I'm thinking that's exact. Liz is describing what just happened in Memphis,
locally.
Tennessee.
Yep, and nothing's going to change.
So, I mean, hopefully we're putting the fear of God in Republican voters to get out and vote on Election Day Thursday.
I hope so.
But it's going to be an uphill climb. What have we been telling people, campaign, like you're how many points behind?
Oh, like you're 20 points behind.
20 points behind. And look at what happened. 20,000 more voters came out on the Democrat side than the Republican side.
That's just pitiful.
So let me get some more of this data out for you, and because this is a big deal. Now, you say, well, Todd, nobody believes the polls. Okay, well, let's take a look at the fundraising data then. Talk about Raphael Warnock, $12.3 million that he hauled in. Unbelievable. That is more than the combined quarterly hauls of Republican Senate nominees in a number of other states. There are also concerns that Dr. Oz and J.D. Vance have fallen way behind. Dr. Oz raised $3.8 million. His Democrat opponent, $10 million. J.D. Vance, running neck and neck with Democrat Tim Ryan, he raised $1 million. Compared to Tim Ryan's $9 million. These are some warning signs that you need to pay very close attention to. 844-747-8868. What do you think? Liz Peek says Trump needs to come out now announce he's running and mobile everybody behind the cause. What say you, America? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show. What was that? Jeez, Lou. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's get right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us our good friend, Jeffrey Lord. Jeffrey, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing great, Todd, and I'm looking forward to CPAC, where perhaps I might see you.
You know, this is going to be a lot of fun. Jeffrey, normally I just give a brief speech, but they've asked me to host this hour-long cavalcade of stars up on the main stage. So looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I know that's the last time we actually got together.
That's right. This time around, they have asked me to moderate a panel with Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona, Kash Patel, who was chief of staff to the Trump Secretary of Defense, and Brandon Straka, who led the walk away movement from the Democratic Party. And we're going to be talking about American gulag, all these prosecutions of conservatives and keeping them from speaking on campuses, and on and on and on goes the list, which I'm sure you're more than familiar with.
I love it. You know, Jeffrey, I have to tell you, I used to listen to you all the time on Hannity's show, radio show, back when I was living in New York City and working at Fox News. And I thought to myself, you know, one of these days, I'll be able to hit the big leagues when I can get Jeffrey Lord to come on my program.
Oh, man, and now you got to be so disappointed.
No. Well, it's going to be great. And, folks, still tickets available. You better go ahead and sign up now, because it really is an A-list of conservatives. Jeffrey Lord will be there. I believe President Trump is going to be speaking. Sarah Palin. The list goes on and on and on.
John Hannity, on goes the list. So Glenn Beck, it's pretty amazing.
That's it. Look, it is a big primary day, Jeffrey Lord, and we're paying very close attention to a couple of races, in particular Arizona. But I want to start with Missouri. Was that not the greatest political troll of all times that Trump did?
I burst out laughing when I saw that. And just for your audience's sake, there are two candidates there for the Senate, Eric Greitens and Eric Schmidt. And so the question was, who would Trump endorse? And he puts out the word, "I'm for Eric."
I love it. And there are actually three Erics that are running. The lesser known, no one knows who that guy is, but he's taking full credit as well.
Man, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, Donald Trump people like him, don't like him. I love him. I know him. I think the world of him. But he is such a smart guy when it comes to things like this. I mean, clever. Who would have thought of this, right?
You know, Jeffrey, I was reading a piece last night, and there has been a lot of controversy in that Senate race. Eric Greitens, of course, the former governor, ousted out of, there was a big scandal. And there was a lot of concern among Republicans in the party that if he is, in fact, the nominee, that they could lose that Senate seat, which I find hard to believe because Missouri's a pretty red state. But there are reports, I believe Politico reporting, that Ronna McDaniel actually begged President Trump not to make an endorsement in that race.
Well, then that would, in other words, there was a method behind his madness here in putting it the way he put it. And that's very interesting. I did not know that. You know, you get into these situations. We've just come through a situation in Pennsylvania where we had heated primaries for both the Senate seat and the governorship. And interestingly to me, President Trump came in here. He endorsed a candidate for a governor named State Senator Doug Mastriano. And he endorsed, of course, Dr. Oz for the Senate seat. Both of them won. And I think there was a particular surprise with Pennsylvania political observers about the Mastriano win, because he is very much in the mode of Donald Trump, as I suspect there are other candidates around the country who are the same. And he didn't just win, he clobbered the field. And, you know, you can just, you know how it is, Todd, we just sense the grassroots sort of movement building and building, and I think it's building here in Pennsylvania. We'll see this fall, but you know, you've had some establishment Republicans say, you know, they're not going to vote for him and all this, and his opposition is the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, a Democrat named Josh Shapiro, who is, I mean, he may be a nice enough guy, but he is just your typical standard cardboard cookie cutter career politician. You know, the story is he wants to be president. And it wants to get elected, and then if anything happens with Joe Biden, he can get to be vice president to Kamala Harris, and you know, Lord only knows. But it's just a career thing with him. Whereas Mastriano was truly, you know, the cause, and that's a different ballgame.
Jeffrey Lord on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we have links to all of his pages and platforms over on our live show blog. Jeffrey, I was reading my good friend Liz Peek. She's a regular on the show, has a column out. She says Trump needs to declare right now to mobilize all the Republicans, get everybody on message. She is concerned about polling data, but also fundraising data coming in showing a lot of these Republicans in these battleground states are not doing well on the fundraising side. What say you?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I have been leaning to waiting until after the election.
See, me too.
Just because I believe in all of these races, the stars are the candidates, and they've got to have as much support as possible. And I think he's been on the right track so far, going into these states, having rallies, and standing next to the candidate, and then letting the candidate get the spotlight. And you know me, Todd, and history and geeky stuff and all that kind of thing. I would, for people who weren't around, and I was a teenager following all this stuff in 1966, Richard Nixon was rumored to be a leading candidate for president in 1968, and of course he'd run in 1960 and lost in a close race to JFK. Then Barry Goldwater gets trounced. Well, so Nixon makes it his business to run around America in 1966 campaigning and raising funds for all these Republican candidates. They win 47 House seats. We didn't win back the House, but you know, that was a huge win, and I think it was 3 Senate seats. Nixon got all this credit for it. And once it was over, then he announced for president and, of course, proceeded to mow down the GOP opposition, which basically amounted to Nelson Rockefeller and Governor Rockefeller from New York and Governor Romney from Michigan, Mitt's father. And Nixon just, you know, plowed him under. But I think a large part of it was because he went around getting all these IOUs from all of these candidates who then won and were able to be there to help him win. When he ran in 1968. So I kind of see that as a good role model for Trump.
You know, one of the challenges that I've had during really the past couple of election cycles, you've got these folks who have jumped on the Trump bandwagon, but they were previously hard leftist. They were, you know, in with Barack Obama, and now they want people to believe they've, you know, they've repented, they've had the conversion experience, and they're America First candidates. And I think one of those races that really personifies that is happening in Arizona right now, where you have Karen Robeson, who was the, you know, they're calling her an establishment liberal, but she actually was a fundraiser for Donald Trump, very close to the Trump family, going up against Carrie Lake, the ex-TV reporter, who is a new convert. How do you think that race is going to go?
Well, just from my readings of it, it sounds to me like Carrie Lake is winning. You know, she's got the one thing that in our day and age can help you a lot. She was a television anchor, so everybody knows who she is. And, you know, it's like Dr. Oz. Everybody knew who Dr. Oz was. He needed no introduction. And that is half the battle when you run for a statewide office in Arizona or anywhere else. People need to know who you are. She's got that advantage going for her, plus the Trump endorsement. And so I suspect, based on what I'm reading, that she's going to win this thing.
All right, Jeffrey, we're going to leave it there. Hope you're doing it's been way too long, so we're going to have to get you back on soon.
All right. Well, tis the season, Todd. So
it is indeed.
Up for this month, and then buckle in.
There it is. There it is. All right, Jeffrey, we will see you in Dallas in just a couple of days. Jeffrey Lord, everybody, great conservative commentator and pundit. And we've got links to his pages over at toddstarns.com. Oh, I've got to tell you about some great back-to-school specials that our good friend Mike Lindell is offering exclusively to our listeners. MyPillow.com/Starns. That's MyPillow.com/Starns. And you're going to find all sorts of wonderful products for you and your college kid heading off to college for the first time. You know how it is. You got to go buy the towels. You got to buy the pillows and the sheets, the bed coverings. And Mike Lindell has it all at MyPillow. Get this. Right now, a back-to-school special using my promo code STARNS. Those MyPillow bed sheets, all sizes, $39.98 with my promo code, normally $89.98. Also, the MyPillow slippers, MyPillow mattresses, and get this, the original MyPillows. I have six of them on my bed. I love the MyPillows. What can I say? As low as $19.88. It is a flash sale just for today. MyPillow.com/Starns. We'll be right back.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program. So Jeffrey Lord says, you know what? Trump needs to wait. Liz Peek says Trump needs to go ahead and throw his name in the hat right now to mobilize all the Republicans and to unify the Republicans around a central message. And what is it they've been talking about for the past couple of weeks? They've been talking about this contract with America that Newt Gingrich signed back in the 1990s during the Clinton administration. So you've got a divide here between people saying he should wait and he should announce now. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I want to end this hour on a positive note. There is a story up on toddstarns.com from Norco, California. This is your feel-good story of the day. So a bad guy armed with an AR-15 tried to rob an 80-year-old man in the store that he owned, the Norco Market. What the bad guy didn't realize at the time is that the owner was watching a security cam video, and he saw the car pull up. There were four people in this car, and he saw one of the bad guys getting out and putting on a ski mask. And the owner of the store knew what was about to happen. So when the bad guy came in and said, "Put your hands in the air," the owner of the store took out his shotgun and literally blew the bad guy's arm off. And the whole thing was captured on surveillance video. You got to listen to this. I want to hear it again. I love that. Now let me. So by the way, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department, they say that the clerk did, or the owner of the store did, the right thing. He was a legal gun owner. He was allowed by law to own that gun, and he defended himself. He did nothing wrong. I will say this, that the owner suffered a heart attack after all of this, but he's okay. He's going to make a full recovery. The bad guy's in critical condition at the local hospital, and they've arrested others. What I think is funny about the video, and we've got the video on our website, it looked like his pals were going to drive off and leave him there with his, with his arm. Now, I'm not sure how this is all going to play out. Hopefully, this guy is going to be, it's going to be on the straight and narrow after he gets out of jail. I do know this, Grace Baker, this guy certainly will not be doing any more armed robberies.
You got that right.
No armed robberies.
Ha, ha, ha. I see what you did there.
But the Second Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, it allows you, it affords you as an American citizen the right to bear arms and the right to blow off the arms of the bad guys. Can this I hear it true. Again? I want to hear this again, Grace Baker. Now, Grace, a couple of observations here, because I'm a firm believer. I mean, we live in Mogadishu. I mean, the progressives in Memphis have turned our city into a literal war zone, a third world country.
This is fair.
I mean, it's bad. But my contention is this. When the good guys start shooting these bad guys, sooner or later, word is going to spread. Hey, don't hit that store because they'll blow an appendage off.
Yep. That'll send a clear message.
So my thing is, in this case, he shot the arm, and it was only one shot. The guy was a good shot for an 80-year-old.
That's impressive.
But you either do it in the kneecap, where they can't run and, try to carjack people in the future.
Do it in the foot.
Or the private part so they don't propagate.
Oh, gosh.
You don't want those folks going forth and multiplying.
Yeah, please, no.
No. I'm just, and you hate to think like that, but when you live in a place where crime is so off the charts terrible, you have to think like that.
Yeah, you do. Your mind goes to a totally different place.
I mean,
it has to.
You pull up at a traffic seriously, and you can affirm this, Grace Baker. So you pull up to a traffic light. You're not bumper to bumper. You've got to have enough space in between that other car so in case somebody opens, somebody has a gun, you can escape.
That's true. Also, sometimes I look to my right and my left like, if somebody's pulled up beside me, I don't know. You're like, is that person looking at me? I'm just going to look away.
Or if they do have, if they're flashing a gun at you, and that's happened to me before. I mean, I was here just a couple of weeks and somebody flashed a gun at me.
Welcome home.
And you immediately, you've seen the, where you want to hit the lever on your seat and it just drops you to the back so you don't get shot. The problem with the Cadillac, it's all electronic. So it's not like,
instead of,
I'm like, oh boy. That's not going to end
well. Slow maneuver.
All that to say, God bless this man, and we hope for a speedy recovery for the owner of the shop. And again, it's when you do shoot somebody, it's not like, all right, I shot somebody. I mean, it's a horrible thing, and nobody wants to be in that place. You don't want to have to use your gun. But thank the good Lord that this store owner had the wherewithal to go out there, get his gun, learn how to use it, and he had the wherewithal in the moment. And this is the thing, you've got to be on guard all the time. That's what our good buddy Jonathan Gilliam tells us. He wrote this great book, Sheep No More. Whenever you walk outside of your home, you've got to know that there could be somebody out there wanting to harm you or your family. And that's just the reality of where we are in America right now. All right, folks, got to take a break for the news. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. You got to head over to the website and watch this video. It's unbelievable. You will get a smile on your face seeing this good guy with a gun shooting the arm off a bad guy with a gun. All right, ToddStarnes.com. Also, while you are there, you may as well just go ahead and sign up for the newsletter and the podcast. What, about a million people a month listen to that podcast? It's a doozy. All right, folks, hour two coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Oh, wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Happy primary day to many of you across the country. Of course, paying very close attention to what's happening in Missouri and also Arizona. You be sure to listen to your local radio station later this evening for election returns. And, of course, we'll be doing full-blown analysis tomorrow. This is an exciting week. A lot of conservatives heading to Dallas, Texas for CPAC. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend and the man who created it all, our good buddy Matt Schlapp, is joining us today. Matt, what an exciting time we're going to have later this week.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I consider it the beginning of the big red wave. We're going to have a huge turnout in Dallas. We're going to have media from around the world there, and we're going to meet all these candidates. And, you know, I agree with you. Today's a big day. In my home state of Kansas, they have a really important pro-life amendment on the ballot, the value of them both amendments. So if you're in Kansas, you can hear us talking right now. Make sure you get out there and vote for it. It restores all the regulations to prevent late-term abortions and taxpayer-funded abortions, parental consent, all those things that were on the books before our Supreme Court in Kansas did what our Supreme Court did in America, which is they found the word abortion where it doesn't exist in our Constitution.
And, Matt, we do have a lot of listeners all over the great state of Kansas, including our big affiliate in Wichita, KQAM, the Big Talker. And this is a first in the nation vote on abortion.
That's
so
right.
This is why it's so vitally important. And, you know, it's interesting, Matt, when you think about the pro-life movement, you think about maybe the southern states, but really it was Kansas that led the nation from day one in protecting the lives of the unborn. So what a great day it is for Kansans as they go to the polls.
You know, and the thing is that we face in all these important questions about upholding American traditions is, you know, in Kansas, they have a flood of outside money trying to tell Kansans what to do. And I think everyone ought to start looking at that. Where's the money coming from in all these political races and all these key Senate races? You're going to find that the socialist candidate has much more money than the Republican candidate. And eventually we all have to ask ourselves, why are they getting all this money? And where is it all coming from? And I think we all know where it's coming from. It's coming from this elite group of oligarchs and billionaires who don't believe in restoring the values of America. Matter of fact, they want to have a coup and get rid of all of our founding traditions.
Well, no doubt about that, Matt. It's, I mean, again, when you look at the amount of money coming in, even to places like Memphis, Tennessee, we have a big election on Thursday where the district attorney's race is huge. You've got George Soros money pouring into a place like Memphis. You have to imagine, you can only imagine what kind of money they're putting into places like San Francisco, New York, Chicago.
Yeah, and I think the thing that's crazy, when I got involved in politics as a young man, I was on, like, for instance, the 2000 presidential campaign of George W. Bush in Austin, Texas. You know, we used to outspend them. Our side had the money, and they had all the activists. And what's happened over time is they have all the money, and we have all the activists. Matter of fact, their activists are mostly paid activists. So we've got the numbers. We got the majority. We just got to turn out. And I think that's why the CPAC event is so important starting Thursday. By the way, people can go to conservative.org. Tickets are still available. By the way, you mentioned Wichita, Kansas. My mom and my sister are starting their drive from Wichita. It's only 5+ hours. So if you want to get a ticket, you can even get a daily ticket. Just go to our website, join my mother, join all of these thousands of activists. Send the message that we're going to take back this country.
You know, the best part of the drive from Memphis to Dallas, that 75-mile-an-hour speed limit in Arkansas.
Yeah.
You got to love it.
And you can probably stop off and get some chili cheese fries on the way. That's why I love America.
Stop off at the Buc-ee's. You got to do it. Matt Schlapp on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Let's talk about CPAC, and I'm excited to be a part of the festivities. We just had Jeffrey Lord on, and Jeffrey, that was the first thing he said. We got to talk about CPAC. This is going to be a huge event because of what's about to happen in November.
Yeah, that's right. You know, one of the things that we're very proud of is, you know, activists can really make the difference in the country. I'd rather take the activists over the money. And we're going to meet all these candidates. You have these great Hispanic women candidates in the southern part of Texas who are going to be there. You have some of these great candidates in Virginia and other states. I mean, I think what we're seeing is the Democratic coalition is busting up before our eyes as they embrace woke, as they hate cops, as they have a war on gender and a war on religion. A lot of even Democrats were saying, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for this stuff. Maybe I believe in a little more government spending, but I didn't know it meant like destroying all these brave people and these important institutions. So I think this election is going to be even more consequential than 2016 in some ways. I think it's busts up their coalition. And if we play it right, and by that I mean if we fight for the values we care about, I think the Republican Party, animated by the conservative movement as the main part of it, could govern for a generation.
I'm with you, Matt. I think this is this could be historic on so many different levels, and of course, setting the stage for what could be an even more historic election in 2024.
Yeah, no, it's all up to us, and the reason why they called us domestic terrorists and insurrectionists. They've called us bigots and haters. You know all the terms they throw at you, Todd. The reason they do that is they want us to feel small. They want us to feel fringe. They want us to feel like we're a tiny minority. When the fact is we're the majority, I think we ought to stand up and start acting like that majority. It doesn't mean that we want to dominate them, be rude to them, but it means that we're not going to let them destroy the country. And if we'll just do that, and if we'll do that consistently, for the next couple of cycles, we're going to save this country.
I love it. Matt, looking forward to seeing you and Mercedes and your mom down there in Dallas. It's going to be a great couple of days.
Well, thanks for joining us, Todd, and I'll see you in like a matter of hours.
I love it. All right, Matt Schlapp, everybody, from American Conservative Union, CPAC, this weekend. Conservative.org is the website. That's conservative.org. You'll be able to register, sign up for tickets. It is a who's who. And I know that I'll be leading an hour-long series of panels, starting off with the governor of Oklahoma, the reddest of all states in the nation. It's going to be a great conversation as we hang out together. And I've already heard, Grace Baker, from so many of our listeners who are going to be there that want to say hello, and folks from even here in the Memphis area driving down.
Well, it's not too bad of a drive.
No, it's not. But I'm flying. I'm going to take a risk.
Ooh.
I'm going to fly. Because okay. I have to be back here. You know, we're right smack in the middle of the election cycle.
Busy time of year.
So I'm literally flying down Friday morning, doing the speech and the panel stuff, and then flying back that night.
That's a quick trip.
It's a very quick trip.
Got to get a good meal while you're down there, though. It's Texas.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? I'm good. If not, we have a great Texas brisket joint right here in Memphis. There's really no need.
We're going to be getting calls.
I am going to miss going people. Have you been to the Buc-ee's? Have you heard of these?
I've heard of them. I have not been to Texas at all. So
I'm trying to. Well, they're not just in Texas anymore. They're like popping up all over the place.
I think I've been to one in Alabama.
Right outside of Birmingham.
Yeah, that's the one I've been to. I know.
Basically a Walmart with 700 gas tank.
Everyone's like, whenever I try, they're like, we have to stop here. I'm like, what's the big deal? And I was like, oh, okay, it's pretty nice.
By the way, yesterday, you know, I live in the condo, and we can't say where.
No.
But there is a hotel. So it's kind of one of these, like, live, work, you know, stay,
live,
whatever.
Play.
It's very nice. I don't want to say it's bougie, as the young people say these days.
I don't know. It's pretty nice.
Okay,
but
it
continue.
Is pretty bougie. It's very nice. So anyway, I have a running complaint on Sunday nights because they put out the sweeper in the parking lot. And it's just as loud as all get. And they start at like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. Why would you do that?
Is it as loud as like a lawnmower?
It's louder.
Oh, okay.
And so anyway, last night I hear this. It sounded like there was like some sort of like a shooting or something. I don't know what it was.
Why?
But there were people screaming and carrying on. And I look outside and there are like 30 or 40 high school kids wandering around like some sort of a big gang.
Oh.
And so I look, and I guess they're staying at the hotel. It's some sort of a sports team from
Probably.
One of those highbrow schools. You know what I'm talking about? The high-dollar private schools.
The private schools.
So I call downstairs, and I'm like, really? I said, it's bad enough if you can't sleep on Sundays. But really, now Mondays, I was like the get-off-my-lawn guy.
Oh.
But it was midnight. And so I'm like complaining. I'm like, can you please go out there and tell them to stop, you know, or to do something? And so the hotel clerk says, well, he says, we actually told him it was okay for them to stay out till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Like, 1 o'clock in the morning.
On a Monday.
On a Monday. It's a work night.
You sound really old right now.
I do. I really
I'm sorry.
Do. No, but I mean, and so they said, well, we can corral them in. Yeah. I said, why don't you think about doing that?
Probably like herding cats.
And then I like suffer and succotash. I was mumbling it. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I've become the get off the lawn guy.
You're that guy.
When did that happen? Oh, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Going to the phones here. First, are you excited about the midterms? Are you getting fired up? Are you getting pumped up? And number two, what do you think we ought to do with Trump? Should he announce now or should he wait? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Well, Grace, now I feel bad. Maybe I should just stay in Dallas for a day or two and take in the sights.
You know, you need a vacation, Todd.
Yes. Well, it's not going to be in Dallas.
That
I can
would
tell
not
you that
be the
much.
Vacation.
No.
So maybe save it.
Maybe the Redneck Riviera. I was looking at Orange Beach or.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
Maybe New Orleans.
I love New Orleans. It was a good time. I went down there last year.
Have we gotten an update from Miss Janice?
Yes, her husband's still recovering, but okay. He's doing okay. But I heard from her yesterday.
Well, good. Miss Jean is, by the way, for our new listeners, one of our regulars, and she is the queen of New Orleans. And her husband not doing very well, going through a health struggle. So keep him in your prayers. And also, you know, I mention my Uncle Jerry a lot, and I write about Uncle Jerry. He's going through a couple of health hiccups, too. So put him on the prayer list as well, if you don't mind. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Our good buddy, Gene, the Trump superfan. And I understand you're in Oklahoma now, Gene. Is that right?
Yes, Todd. How are you, sir?
Gene, yes, I'm doing well.
Excellent. Yes, Todd. You know, I've been pretty much part of the campus team over the last year. I've been in Dallas. I've been in St. Louis, Illinois, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And yes, we are now in Oklahoma. And we're doing it's a runoff between two Republicans, Josh Breachman and Alex Ricks, is what the situation is here. But I also heard you all over the talking. You're going to be in Oklahoma. Is that correct? Or
Dallas.
Oh, okay. You're going to be in Dallas. Didn't you say you're going to be talking to the governor of Oklahoma?
In Dallas, yeah. CPAC.
Oh, awesome. Hey, listen, maybe you can get Superfan in part of that. Huh? That would be wonderful. But, yeah, Todd, that's what I'm doing. I'm just trying to do whatever I can do here. You know, as you know, what's going on in this crazy country. But if I also want to say something about our wonderful, great President Trump, who we love, and we love you, sir, more than you can imagine, I think he should say that he's going to be running, and I think it should be soon, Todd, and I believe it'll be at a rally.
Well, yeah, I have no doubt it would be at a rally. And I'm beginning to look, I can see it both ways now. I was firmly in the Trump needs to wait, this, you know, don't make the midterms about him. But I don't believe that it would be now. I think if the Republicans do rally around a contract with America and say, you know what, these are the principles we're going to be running on. We're going to secure the border. We're going to do something about the economy. We're going to push back against the mandates. I think if you go down the list and you bring that to the American people, it becomes about the contract and not necessarily Donald Trump at this point. So I can see the benefit to doing that now.
Absolutely, Todd, and I agree with you. You hit it on the head, man, because that's what these folks have. They have to have America first agenda. That's number one, because that works around where the people become first as well. And
yeah.
That's how President Trump operates, you know. So I agree with you there, sir.
All right, Gene, you be good.
All
safe
right.
Travels out there, my friend.
Same to you.
All right, Gene, the super fan.
And for Freddie and everything. God bless you.
All right, thanks, Gene. Take care now. You know, it's interesting. Gene, early on, one of the early Trump rallies, Gene was one of these guys that President Trump called up onto the stage, and they embraced each other. I mean, well, he embraced Gene the superfan, and, well, the rest is Trump folklore. And Gene's been a regular caller. He lives in Florida, but he's out there doing some campaign events. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio. So the New York Times is reporting that there is trouble at Fox News. And we covered this some yesterday. But now they have some new intel on Tucker Carlson. And the New York Times is saying that Tucker Carlson, in private, is not a Trump fan, and they've got the goods on Tucker Carlson, cut number 7.
So let me throw this to you. You know, the piece came out on Saturday that I saw, and then on Sunday, yesterday, I saw a lot of pictures floating around the internet of Trump and Tucker Carlson kind of yucking it up a little bit in the Trump box. I'm trying to square the circle here. Where is it that Tucker? Let me ask you this. I'll be straight. Is this the first step of the Tucker for president move and Tucker stabbing the Trump MAGA voters and Trump himself in the back?
So, Eric, I think you know as well as I do that Tucker in private, what he says about Trump is very different than what he says about Trump in public. And it benefits him to be seen having photos taken with Trump at the golf course and everything. I think I would not be surprised at all to see Tucker I quoted him in my book. He said, I am voting for Kanye West. This is in 2020. So, like, he didn't vote for Trump as far as we know. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there with him in the ballot box. But we know that Tucker Carlson is one of these people who benefits from having the Trump audience on his side, but thinks very little of the people who make up that audience.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is not at all surprising to me. And I can say that based on my 15 years at Fox News Channel. I can say that because the entire channel right now, they look down on all of you folks. And especially if you are Trump supporters, they're very condescending towards you folks. And it's really unfortunate. And you can see it. There are good people like Shannon Bream, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Judge Jeanine, and then there are those who, got to take a break. We'll be right back, America.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Go vote today if you are in a state that's got a primary. And be sure to listen to your local radio station tonight for coverage of the returns. You know, earlier we were literally reading verbatim Liz Peek's column, and I thought, well, Grace, why don't we just get Liz Peek on and save us some time? On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is our favorite columnist, Liz Peek. Hey, Liz.
Hi, glad to join you. Thank you for that.
No, poor Liz, you were probably at beachside somewhere with a nice little drink, you know, with the umbrella, and she was like, great, Stearns needs me.
No. Au contraire, I'm in New York City, and I'm delighted to join you. But I'm about to go on vacation, so there you go.
Liz, we got to talk about this column that you wrote. This is, again, this is a warning for Republicans. Don't take anything for granted. And you got to get your act together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we've all been so very optimistic about what would take place in November that people have sort of taken their eye off the ball, not given as much money to candidates as maybe they would have had they not been so confident, Todd. I think that's really part of the problem. And I do think you have this schism in the party between people who are very dedicated to Donald Trump, want to relitigate the 2020 election, and you know, they need him to prompt them to let go of that and move forward. And by the way, he, I think, is now ready to move forward. And I am incredibly happy about that. The speech he gave down at the American Policy Get-Together just recently in Washington was very forward-looking, very powerful. He needs to do that. Tell people, I mean, literally, as I read the speech, which I just did a few days ago, I could feel the power and the, you know, the momentum, the mojo of Donald Trump coming through this instead of the grievances and the questions about 2020. And boy, we need him out there. We need him out there now.
No, we do. And one of the big challenges for this election cycle has been this the endorsements, where you actually are. It's really not the establishment against Donald Trump. In many cases, it's the establishment versus Donald Trump versus MAGA people. You know, and a great example is what's happening right now in Missouri with that Senate race.
Exactly. And so, you know, so let's look at the ones we know the outcome of. Well, for example, in Pennsylvania, Trump backed Mehmet Oz. I've met Oz. I think he's an incredibly good candidate, but unfortunately, he is trailing now. And, you know, the point of my column was that Trump has $121 million that he has raised that apparently cannot be used for a presidential run should he choose to run in 2024, which it looks like he's going to do. So that money, it really could come in handy right now, and very importantly, be spent not, there's a limit to what you can donate, obviously, to a campaign, but in parallel to a campaign, you can run TV ads, you can do all kinds of things. That's what this money should be heading towards now, because it's not going to look good for Trump. I mean, if he's interested in his own position in the party, if he kind of gets these guys out there, J.D. Vance in Ohio, Herschel Walker in Georgia, and possibly his candidate in Missouri and elsewhere, and then he kind of cuts off their lifeblood, doesn't help them, that's not going to look very good.
No, and here in the Memphis area where we broadcast, Liz, we have an odd election, and it is a major election coming up Thursday. On the ballot of the district attorney's race, which has garnered national attention, the musician John Legend, the George Floyd family in town, and early voting wrapped up. They just announced the numbers earlier today, and Democrats outpace Republicans by 20,000 votes here in this city. It is, again, a reminder we cannot take anything for granted. Got to get out and vote.
You really do. I do think usually the mail-in vote is heavily Democrat, but nonetheless, that is concerning. Is it? And so what is your thinking about how that will turn out?
Well, there was just a lot of concern about the Republicans trying to find a message. You had the top of the candidate, the top of the ticket. They were very concerned about being identified or associated with President Trump. And then you've got down ballot people who are embracing President Trump.
Yeah.
So a lot of mixed messaging. And I think that's why I like this idea of Trump getting out there, unifying the party behind a central message, kind of like that, you know, the Newt Gingrich contract with America. I think
Absolutely.
That's a winning formula.
Yeah, I totally agree. There are two things. One is, candidates should look to Glenn Youngkin, who did very well in terms of bringing in the Trump voters and the non-Trump voters by talking policies that really mattered to people. In that case, it was largely about the schools, but it was other issues as well. And secondly, you know, again, Trump in D.C. recently talked policy, and what was his number one theme? It was crime. And I think he's totally right. That's where the country is. I think if candidates go out and talk about public safety, the fact that these Democrat-run cities and towns have basically abandoned their concern for the average citizen, that is such a powerful and unifying message. Who doesn't want their streets to be safe and their kids to be safe on their way to school? That's what these people should be talking about. Not Donald Trump, not the 2020 election. Let's talk policy that people actually care about, inflation and crime.
And Liz, one of the things I love and what you did in your column, and I get blowback all the time whenever I mention polling data, but when you pointed out the fundraising data, that speaks volumes here. And the reality is Republicans are trailing significantly behind the Democrats on this.
Yeah, this is really not good. And I understand why people are very skeptical of the polls ever since 2016. They sort of take those with a grain of salt, and I get that. You know, when every poll showed Hillary Clinton walking away with a win. But fundraising is a different matter. That's voting with your feet and your heart and your purse. You know, Republicans in the second quarter saw their online donations go down 12%. Boy, is that not the norm as you're heading towards an election. And by the way, Democrats saw their fundraising go up 21%. How can that possibly be when the Democrat Party looks to be in total disarray? Their figurehead, Joe Biden, has the worst approval ratings of any American in history.
It's true.
I mean, it's pretty hard to figure where that's coming from. But here's one answer. And this probably doesn't really speak to the online campaign donations, because that mostly is medium-income people. It's not high-enders. But it's the high-enders that are really backing Democrats. I mean, there has been a fundamental shift in who backs Democrats these days. And Republicans are making headway in all the counties and districts where average homeowners are in the average sort of belt in terms of income. That there's been a real shift, and Donald Trump did that. So in terms of total money, it may well be that Democrats end up ahead, but the online thing is worrisome because that's kind of like real people.
Liz, we're going to leave it there. Folks, we've got a link to her column over on our website. Appreciate the intel, and have a great vacation.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thanks for having me on.
Glad to do it. All right, Liz, okay. Speak, everybody. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Folks, now more than ever, it is so important that we support companies that share our values. That's why we support Patriot Mobile. They'll be down at CPAC, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they have plans to fit any budget, and that's a big thing these days. Everybody's looking for great discounts, and Patriot Mobile has great discounts. They also have some special discounts just for veterans and first responders, as well as multi-line users. Switching to Patriot Mobile is super easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's what I did. patriotmobile.com/Todd. Give them a call, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. You're going to get a special discount and free premier activation, but you have to use my promo code Todd. That's promo code Todd, patriotmobile.com/Todd.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
There's a great story over at ToddStarns.com. Got to read this one. So the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they're back at it again. That's the gang of atheists and agnostics out of Wisconsin. Just a nasty, nasty bunch of people. Godless heathens. Yeah, I know that's an oxymoron. Anyway, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they say they got a complaint from a grade school in Lawrence County, Alabama, Moulton Elementary School. They say that a first grade teacher gave children a religious-themed coloring book that depicted Jesus along with a Bible verse telling children that Jesus is alive. Now, let me explain some context here. The coloring books were given to children around Easter time. According to Alabama state law, teachers are allowed to instruct children on religious holidays and other holidays from Cinco de Mayo to Kwanzaa to Christmas to Easter. So the Freedom From Religion Foundation was threatening to sue the school. They wanted an investigation of the teacher, and something rather interesting happened. The superintendent fired back and said, we're not investigating anything. Teacher didn't do anything wrong. The teacher is just following the rules, the guidelines that are set forward by the state on issues like social studies. And I say good for the school district, good for the school superintendent, who basically told the atheists, go ahead, punks, make our day. Good for you. So anyway, the school, they're going to continue to give the boys and girls coloring books, and it's a great point. I mean, if you're going to teach the kids about Kwanzaa, why in the world would you not want to teach the kids about Easter? I mean, really. 844-747-8868, that's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Got to read the report there on ToddStarns.com. This item from the Daily Wire, an airline passenger has been fined big money after he was caught trying to smuggle McDonald's food in the airport. Grace Baker, this is fascinating. It happened in Australia at Darwin Airport. Not sure I want to go to that airport.
No, definitely not.
A dog in Australia's Darwin Airport responded to a passenger's backpack.
I'm sure he smelled that a mile away.
You can kind of smell that. You know, it's like the Big Mac. It has an odor.
Yep. Oh,
it has
yeah.
an odor about
for
it.
For better or for worse.
The person had traveled to Australia from Indonesia with what appeared to be McDonald's pancakes, two egg and beef sausage McMuffins, and a ham croissant.
Gotta have snacks for the road.
Okay, why did she write it like these writers? I don't get it. It's called a sausage McMuffin. It's not an egg and beef sausage McMuffin. It's an egg. It's a sausage McMuffin.
Come on, get with the lingo.
And a ham croissant. Do they still do that? I haven't. I thought they stopped.
Show yet.
Okay, they
so
do
might
things
have
weird.
Some different menu items.
So anyway, the guy was charged with with undeclared meat. That's what he was charged
well,
with.
I do have questions about, you know, if it's actually meat or not.
You see, that's where I would raise the objection. Well, who's to say it's actually meat?
We don't know. We do not know. There's been a lot of investigations into it. The mystery meat.
The unidentified man was hit with a staggering $2,664 fine. That's about $1,845 in U.S. dollars, in U.S. currency.
Nice.
He failed to declare what was potentially a biosecurity risk.
How is that a security risk? I guess if it goes off in the, like, the smell, I don't know.
Or if it's after the fact. After
true.
Consumption, maybe then you have the biosecurity risk.
That's a good point. Well, the dog sniffed that one out.
You know, it for you people in the Atlanta area, you will know this. If you've been to the Atlanta airport, there's a varsity hot dog joint in the airport. There are two of them, actually.
Wow.
And I'm fairly certain you don't want to get on board a long-haul flight after eating a chili slaw dog from the varsity.
No, that's probably not a good idea.
Pointing that out. Murray Watt, Australia's Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries, and Forestry, cheered the bust, said he had no sympathy for the man who was fined. So why? It's just a hamburger or a hot dog or whatever it was.
Yep, from McDonald's. I mean, again, if you're going to smuggle some food, at least do Chick-fil-A or something.
Quote, biosecurity is no joke. I think Australia is a joke.
I think so, and I think they've got apparently nothing better to do. No one has guns anymore, right?
That's what it is. Right. So now they're going after Egg McMuffins.
Yeah, they got to go after something.
You know, I always get stopped. Well, not anymore. So now that I moved back home, back when I was in New York City,
mm-hmm.
I would get stopped every single. And I have a level of security at the airports. It's called CLEAR. Where you just, they scan your eyes and that's
freaky.
It. And you're good to go. Is it your eyes or your thumb? I can't remember which one. But anyway, they scan you and you walk through. That's it. Boom, you're gone. You're done. And but I would still get pulled over even when I did that.
Well, then what's the point of having it?
Exactly. So anyway, now that I move back home, it's, you know, I go up to the desk and I travel enough to where the ticket agents know me by name. And the TSA agents do as well. But they still, you know, you still have to show your ID and everything.
They still search you, the TSA.
No, but they don't do the special pat-down.
Oh, good.
I mean, in New York City, it was just like you wanted to call, you know, Law and Order CSI. I mean, you felt like you were the victim of a crime. I mean, they were touching some inappropriate areas.
Had to put the fear of God in you before you even got on the plane.
Well, a couple of times I was singing the high notes on Amazing Grace. I mean, that's... It's difficult. But yeah, but again, it's hard. I mean, if you're a TSA agent, people just don't like you.
Of course.
So
not.
I guess I have to imagine it would be hard to get dates. So the only action they're getting is at the airport.
Oh, gosh, Todd. You had to take it there.
I'm just saying. I mean, maybe that explains it. I don't know. But in all honesty, the least you could do is make sure your hands are warm. That's seriously, if you're going to do that, you may as well at least make sure your hands are warm. That's
like,
that's all
hey,
I'm
as,
saying.
As they're patting you down, hey, honey, can I get your number?
They don't even ask for the number. You don't get flowers. You don't even get a cigarette.
Please take me out to dinner first.
I don't smoke, but that you got nothing. Not even an Egg McMuffin.
Man.
Not even an
that's
Egg
rough.
McMuffin, Grace. All right, folks, coming up a little bit later, our good buddy Guy Reschenthaler, he's the congressman from Pennsylvania, very concerned about what's going on with Hunter Biden and Nancy Pelosi. We're going to get into that in the next hour of the program as well. Wow. You know what? I'm nervous because I got to go through the TSA checkpoint Friday. I should have thought about that. All right. Where is that other story I wanted to talk to you guys about? We've got it up on our website, toddstearns.com. And we're trying to look for some feel-good stuff. You know how it is. There's a lot of crazy, weird, bad news out there, and we've got a great story of and it's from the Commonwealth of Virginia, where a firefighter was called to the scene of a blaze. An SUV caught fire, and they were actually able to save, even though the entire SUV burned up, they were able to save a copy of the Holy Bible. It's a great story. This happened just near Liberty University, our Liberty University studios in Lynchburg. So you got to check out that story. It just really, it's a reminder, you know, as crazy as things get, you know, it just keep things in perspective. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Again, ToddStearns.com. Read the stories, download the podcast, and sign up for the newsletter. It'll be coming out here in about an hour or so. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Stearns Show. Thank you for joining us. Noon to 3 Eastern, ladies and gentlemen. A great, great hour coming your way. Things are not looking good right now over in China. The headline from FoxNews.com, Red Fury. China enraged after Pelosi lands in Taiwan, promises all necessary measures to defend itself. We understand now four U.S. warships are positioned east of Taiwan during Pelosi's visit. The White House seems to be very upset about all of this. And a lot of people are pretty nervous about what's about to happen next. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us our good friend, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Todd, thanks for having me on. I always enjoy it.
All right, Congressman, let's get to this. What's your take on, first of all, Pelosi going to visit Taiwan and the reaction from China?
Well, I think that the speaker should be commended for not backing down in the face of Chinese threats and Chinese aggression. Remember, if she were to have not gone like the White House wanted, like the Pentagon wanted, we would have looked very weak as a nation. And no foreign country should dictate to members of Congress, especially the Speaker of the House, which countries they can and cannot visit. So I think she should be commended for going and not backing down. I think that Joe Biden, his administration, the Pentagon, top military brass should be viewed with some skepticism that they were trying to undermine a member of Congress who was going to Taiwan. Also, the statements from Kirby, you know, I think Kirby is like our version of Baghdad Bob, the Pentagon spokesperson. When Kirby is sitting there saying that we recognize communist China, not the Taiwanese government, that's a problem. We need to end the ambiguity. We need to end this one China policy and start viewing Taiwan correctly as a free and independent nation.
No, I'm with you on that. And that bothered me to hear Kirby yesterday from the White House platform say that we have no interest. We're not interested in an independent Taiwan. I think that especially sends a terrible message when you're sending Nancy Pelosi is heading over there.
Well, especially that it's spoken from an admiral. You know, I know he's in the press corps, but he was a former admiral nonetheless. Taiwan think of it from a military point of view, a Navy point of view, as an unsinkable aircraft carrier. It's incredibly important in the what we call the first island chain, and that's why Taiwan has gone back and forth numerous times between powers. China's claim over it is very weak. Just the fact that Chiang Kai-shek's army retreated to Taiwan does not give Communist China the right to claim Taiwan. Before that, it was a Japanese colony. I believe the Dutch had it as a colony before that. And the original inhabitants of Taiwan were actually much more similar to the Polynesians that are out the South Pacific and Hawaii, et cetera, than they are with mainland China. It's an interesting history. I know because I was there in 2019. I went on a visit myself.
Congressman, why are the Chinese so enraged that Pelosi is making a visit? It's the first time, I think, since Newt Gingrich back in the 1990s, a high-level American official has gone there. But why the outrage?
Well, the outrage, first off, they are emboldened to be outraged because Biden is so weak. They view Biden in the United States now as a paper tiger, largely because our failure in Afghanistan, our failure to get the Ukraine war under control, and the chaos we have at home, particularly on the southern border. So the weakness that you see from Biden and Democrats really invites the aggression from China. That's number one. Number two, I truly believe that Communist China is getting ready to invade Taiwan in the midterm. And the fact that they have Nancy Pelosi going over, the Speaker of the House, gives Taiwan a lot of diplomatic credit in the free world. So, of course, they're going to be outraged. But we should not back down in the face of that aggression. It was the right thing for the Speaker to continue on her trip. And Joe Biden, Kirby, the Pentagon, they are the ones that are at fault for mishandling this.
Congressman Guy Reschenthaler on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, I was reading a piece by Thomas Friedman over at the New York Times, and he's very concerned about what's happening with China and Taiwan. Buried in that story, though, was probably a much larger story in that the Biden administration has apparently grave concerns working with Zelensky over in Ukraine. Now acknowledging all the concerns we've had from day one about the corruption and how the money is being used over there.
Right. Well, as far as Thomas Friedman goes, you know, is Rich coming from this so-called foreign policy expert? Thomas Friedman, much like Biden, has been wrong on all foreign policy issues for the last 20 years. Remember, if you go back and read the Lexus in the Olive Tree and all the projections he made, none of them came true. In fact, quite the opposite happened. He was also incredibly wrong with Trump's position vis-a-vis the Israelis and the Arabs. We actually got the Abraham Accords done under President Trump, despite what Friedman was saying. There's a list of examples. So I don't really take Friedman that seriously. The mainstream media and liberals can, but anybody that studies foreign policy knows his record is absolute garbage. As far as Ukraine, the issue with Ukraine is not is not what we're doing now. The issue is really what we didn't do in the build-up to Russian aggression. Had we been very clear, we may have been able to stop the Russians from going in. Remember when Biden said he could tolerate a quote-unquote minor incursion? That just whetted Putin's appetite. And the fact that we didn't get the MiG-22s, they're still not there. The fact that we didn't get military arms sooner has led to this. So I wish we would have been a lot more bold in the lead up to the war. We probably could have prevented this. But you know what? We're paying the price here at home, Todd, with the gas prices, which, yes, a lot of it is due to Ukraine, but a lot of it is just bad energy policy. But who really is going to pay the price are developing countries, especially Africa, when you have grain shortages because all the disruptions in Ukraine. So again, the American left, because of their inadequacies and their mistakes, the people that pay the price are working class Americans and members of the developing world in places like Africa.
You see, I think the average American, though, at this juncture, you know, they're watching Zelensky doing the photo shoots with Annie Leibovitz. They're watching, you know, the Cannes Film Festival appearances. They're seeing the music festivals coming out where people are just appearing to have a good time and going on with life as normal. And then we are being forced as taxpayers to foot more than $8 billion of the bill. And I don't see an end to this coming anytime soon.
No, and that's why I remember early on, I was on your program talking about the need to have a no-fly zone. And a lot of people thought that that was a little bit too aggressive. But the no-fly zone would have brought an end to this war incredibly quickly. And it would have allowed the Ukrainians to expel the Russians. But because we're always doing things too late and to a lesser extent that we need to, much like we did in Vietnam, where McNamara was trying to ratchet up slowly, that's not the American way. The American way is for deterrence and for overwhelming force that you saw from Schwarzkopf in the first Gulf War and the policy that Colin Powell later adopted. We have abandoned those principles, and now we're showing weakness and vacillation and incrementalism in war, and that's never, never good. Now, as far as the cause celeb about Ukraine, I'm going to look back when Communist China invades Taiwan and see if everybody is virtue signaling for Taiwan. I hope they are, but it seems quite amazing that the American left picks and chooses which democracies they want to support. Conservatives like myself have been incredibly consistent that we support free nations like Taiwan, Ukraine, et cetera, in the face of aggression. The Democrats pick and choose their outrage and who they want to support.
No, I hear you on that, Congressman. But I step back and I see the Biden administration, and they want to make sure every Ukrainian is armed. And that their border is secure. Meanwhile, back home, our border's open, and they're trying to take everybody's guns away. It's a lot of mixed messaging going on.
Yeah. Well, let me rephrase. I don't want to have an open pocketbook, an open checkbook toward Ukraine. If we're going to get involved, we should get involved by ratcheting up a no-fly zone, by getting the MiGs, and actually giving the Ukrainians the ability to win this war. And if that means we institute a no-fly zone, then maybe we should. It should mean that we're jamming the Russian equipment. But we have chosen the path that is the worst path. We had three options. One, do nothing, and the war would have been over quickly. Two, have the no-fly zone and increase military pressure, which would have brought an end to the war quickly. Or three, which was the worst option, which is to kind of do everything halfway, which is what we're doing now, and that's leading to increased misery, both human suffering and economic pain throughout the world. But the fact that our southern border is in chaos, it's not an either-or choice. We can provide more military assistance to Ukraine and defend the southern border. It's not an either-or. We're the most powerful nation in the world. We should be defending and protecting our southern border. Yes, it's hypocritical that liberals are upset about the border in Ukraine, but they care nothing about the southern border. It's hypocritical, but it's a false choice to say it's one or the other.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Good stuff as always. Appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Todd. Take care.
All right, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Should we stay involved in Ukraine? Should we go ahead and implement the no-fly zone? By the way, if that happens, the Russians are pretty much going to fight back at that point. I mean, we're already in a de facto state of war with the Russians. That will ratchet it up. Or is it time to count our losses and go home? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Well, here you go. From Oklahoma, this is from Brandon Dre, writing from the Daily Wire. Oklahoma public schools require student athletes to sign biological sex affidavits. Welcome to woke America, ladies and gentlemen. The young people, if they want to be on the high school volleyball team or the football team or the baseball team or the girls softball team, they're going to have to submit some sort of an affidavit, an official government document stating that Larry is Larry and Marge is Marge. No, this is where we are in America right now, people. The requirement comes after Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed the Save Women's Sports Act into law last March. Designate sports teams are based on, get this, and I know this is going to trigger some people, but your sports teams are actually based on the athlete's biological sex. In other words, if you know you're going to be on the girls' team, there better be some girl parts somewhere on you, and vice versa. What I find interesting is the requirement applies from kindergarten through college. Now, the reason that's interesting is that, you know, some of these teams, especially like if you're in grade school, the little girls will play on the baseball team or something like that. I don't have a problem with that. That's sort of normal. It was in the Bad News Bears. Remember that?
The what?
The Bad News Bears. Grace, please.
Bernstein
no,
Bears?
No, no. The Bad News Bears, and it's you got to. It's the original, which was a hilarious sports movie.
Okay.
The remakes are just not good.
Bad News Bears.
Bad
I'm
News
adding
Bears.
It to my list. Ah, 1976. Mm. The year my parents were born.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh wow, that's back in the day.
Back in the day.
Jeez, Lou, I just feel very old right now.
I was just going to say that I play on a co-ed soccer team, girls and guys.
Did you?
I do.
Do you now?
Yes, I do now.
Well, yeah, well, there's nothing. That's co-ed.
Co-ed.
It's not like you've got
That's what I'm saying. It's not like I'm on a men's team, right. Like saying I'm a dude.
I want to, you know what? I'm happy to have this debate when you've got girls that are showing up as linebackers for the football team.
Yeah, no, sorry. I don't want to mess up. Not messing up my face.
Or your nails.
I was going to say that. But, you know, I play sport. I play basketball, and that's not an issue. So
that's what gets me. Okay, girls, you want to be treated equally?
Not
great.
All right.
There you go. Here's grab a spot on the line.
No, thanks. I don't want to get.
No, they won't
beat
do
up.
That.
Well, the men are stronger than me. That's the problem.
Oh, don't tell
it's
the feminazis
true.
That.
I can train twice as hard and long as a guy and still beat me up.
When it comes to sports and athletics, girls should compete against girls. Boys should compete against boys.
What a novel idea.
The governor said. And let's be very clear, that's all this bill says. Sad that you need a piece of legislation to codify common sense.
Yep. And you can't fix stupid or codify it.
Erin Mattson, the executive director at the abortion and reproductive rights organization RePro Action. What the heck kind of a name is that? Very upset. Do you understand what is happening? This has nothing to do with encouraging girls to be athletes. This is totalitarianism. It is the white nationalist agenda. Where did they get that from? The anti-LGBTQ agenda. The anti-abortion agenda. It is all the same agenda. Ginger Knight, the superintendent at Woodall Public Schools, confirmed to NBC News that state law requires districts to have students complete the form if they want to participate in sports. Well, do you have a problem with that, ladies and gentlemen? Quite frankly, I think this solves a lot of issues. You've got to declare, you've got to swear, you have to affirm that you will be competing on a team with the plumbing that the good Lord gave you. So I say good for you, Oklahoma. Again, it's unfortunate that we've got to deal with this, but this is the reality of where we are in America right now. From the Christian Post, the Southern Baptist Convention embroiled in turmoil. Well, and the sun is hot. What else do you want me to say here? The Southern Baptist Convention now having to clarify the meaning of pastor. So apparently a bunch of these liberal woke churches like Saddleback Church, that's Rick Warren's church, they're now ordaining women preachers. And that's apparently a big no-no in the Southern Baptist Convention. And you've got all these, these are very familiar names in the religious liberty world, but they're signing on to a document stating that the pastor, that only men can be pastors. Women cannot be pastors in Baptist churches. Again, I guess everything's up for there's no such thing as, a set definition. Words change. That's what this is all about. I feel bad for the Southern Baptist Convention. They have gone woke to the left, and it's an ugly thing that's happening right now. I told somebody the other day that I would rather be engaged in secular political politics. I think that's more godly than what's happening in the church politics. Jeez-a-loo. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, people, good to have you back with us. Hope you're doing well today. Nancy Pelosi is, in fact, in Taiwan. Chinese fighter jets have crossed the Taiwan Straits. Those are the latest headlines. Nobody's shooting at anybody just yet, but what a mess, ladies and gentlemen. What a mess over there. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So I want to go back to this story about President Trump and Fox News Channel. And there's a lot of back and forth that's being played out now. Newsmax seems to have the inside scoop. And I do know for a fact they've got a number of former Fox News employees who now work for Newsmax who are helping to spill the beans on what's going on over there. Not everything is as it appears. And that's the concern, all right? Because a lot of times you would think that the most conservative people over there are in fact conservative, and it's not the case. So there's a lot of angst right now among Fox News viewers who say, you know what, we're watching what's happening, and we just don't believe that Fox wants Donald Trump to run for office again in 2024. And I think they're absolutely correct. When you look at what's happening at Fox, the owners of Fox News, that would be Rupert Murdoch, his two boys, his children, and they're running the show. Clearly, they don't want Trump to run for office, and they're using their platforms to make sure that doesn't happen. That's why you had the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post turn on Trump. But that's not going to make as much of an impact as Fox News turning on Trump, which has been happening for quite some time. They have been very intentional about changing the focus in the direction of what's happening at Fox. It has not happened overnight. It's very slow, very methodical. If you're a longtime regular Fox News viewer, you caught on pretty quickly. But now the pot is boiling, and a lot of those Fox viewers who did not see this happening seem surprised. Don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be surprised. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Teresa, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Hi, Teresa. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. I got on the horn and started calling a lot of my conservative friends when you were making statements about how the Democrats are showing up for early voting, but the Republicans are not. And the general consensus of the six people that I spoke with is a lot of people waiting to vote on the 4th. They've lost faith in the early voting process, and they want to make sure that their vote counts. So I think we'll know on August 5th if that indeed occurred.
No, we will, one way or the other, Teresa. I will tell you this, that the Republican leadership, and I've spoken to a number of them, on both sides of the establishment Republicans and the conservatives that are running, and everybody is very concerned that the numbers were not as high as they were anticipating. I think the latest numbers I saw earlier today, Teresa, 20,000 more Democrats voted than Republicans. Now, it's not a shock that more Democrats Democrats vote early than Republicans. That's normal. I think it was the size and the gap there that's got people nervous.
Well, I'm going to pray, and I think I know I'm showing up on the 4th, and we'll just see what happens. But
what do you,
that was the consensus.
Teresa, what do you think? I mean, do you think that is the motivating factor here as opposed to candidates?
Everyone of all six that I spoke to all said they do not trust the early voting process. And so I can say yes 100% from those that I spoke with.
Interesting.
Well, I myself am not, I'm in Fayette County, but I will be voting on the 4th.
Good for you. Good for you. And I suspect a lot of people will. I will say this. I was somewhat encouraged on Friday and Saturday for early voting where there were long lines reported. And we're getting reports out of Arizona that looks like there's going to be a big turnout today in the primary election there, which is, again, a good sign. But, Teresa, I think we just have to light a fire under Republicans and let everybody know that we've got too much at stake here to stay home.
I agree, Todd. Love your show.
Thanks, Teresa. All right, that's Teresa in Collierville, Tennessee. If you haven't been to Collierville, you got to go downtown. They have it's a quintessential downtown. Beautiful park, the big trees and the old stores and the shops and great restaurants. Grace, there's a hamburger place down on, it always goes back to food with us, doesn't it?
This is true.
There's a hamburger place down there called Dyer's Hamburgers. Have you heard about Dyer's?
I've heard about it, but I've actually never been in there.
How do you were born and raised here.
I know.
I think every child after they're born and can actually start eating meat goes to Dyer's.
Wow, I guess I'm just behind. I was deprived.
Did your parents love you?
I was homeschooled.
Oh, well, all right. That explains it. I'm just kidding. Oh, wow.
I'm going to get a call after the show.
So this is what is crazy about Dyer's. They have a restaurant on Beale Street in downtown. And then they have one in Collierville on the square. So here's what's amazing. They've been grilling burgers at Dyer's since 1912.
That's impressive.
No. You know what's really impressive?
What?
They're using the same grease.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, so they...
Is that sanitary?
Of course it is, and it's delicious. So I don't know how they do it, but anyway, the original owner, a guy named Doc Dyer, Elmer Dyer, he sold the business in the 1930s, and they continued to use the same cooking grease. So... And they actually, when they have to transport the grease from one location to another, they do it with a police escort.
That's serious business.
It is big time. Big time. So anyway, it's just a fascinating story, but great burgers right there. And not very healthy, but very delicious.
Not. Oftentimes, great food's not the healthiest.
No, exactly. Exactly. So there you go. What are you going to do? All right. So that's 1912. They've been grilling burgers. You never know. And then now you know. All right. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Got to take a break here, folks. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, so Dick Morris is an advisor to President Trump, was on Newsmax last night, and Dick Morris says that Fox News is doing everything it can to create a GOP primary fight. They want somebody to run against Donald Trump. By the way, Morris has a new book out called The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. He says that Fox News is moving from conservative leaning to liberal oriented. Quote, they've censored they switched Fox News from Republican to Democrat, and now they're basically Newsmax is the only organ that's covering Trump. In the meantime, Fox is doing everything it can to promote DeSantis. He's on the air all the time. They say nice things about him. Trump hasn't been on the air for 3.5 months, and this is because the Democrats are scared to death of Trump, and they know they have to try and beat him in the primary. Dick Morris likened the circumstances to the 1980 Democratic Party primary when then-Senator Ted Kennedy challenged incumbent President Jimmy Carter. The bitter campaign resulted in a 51% to 41% victory for Ronald Reagan in the general election. It was, by the way, it was the most lopsided Electoral College win in American history, 489 to 49. And that's what they want to do to Trump, Morris says. As to why Fox News is playing ball with them, that's more complicated. Morris says that there is a vendetta going on. That Rupert Murdoch, his little boys, Jimmy and Lachlan, quote, I think it relates to a desire for social acceptance. I think they want to go to the cocktail parties. I think they're tired of being ostracized as the odd man out in the news industry. And that's true. And this was the great thing about Roger Ailes. He didn't care. As a matter of fact, when I was at Fox News, we would never enter the competitions. We wouldn't do any of that stuff. And why is that? Because Roger knew how those people thought and how those people behaved. Dick Morris goes on, the ostracism is in the Hamptons. It's on Nantucket and all of the places the rich and famous congregate. And he, Murdoch, is determined to overcome that. He's determined to make Fox News like CNN until that vacant space that CNN is more or less vacated by its low ratings. By the way, you've got the new head of CNN, Chris Licht, coming out and trying to make overtures to all of you conservatives out there saying, hey, look, we want to do whatever we can. We want to be better. We want to do a better job of covering conservatives at CNN. Well, I don't believe that for 1 minute. And you shouldn't either, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, last night on Eric Bolling's show on Newsmax, they had the New York Times reporter who's got the inside scoop here, and it's an open secret in Washington that Tucker loves to pal around with all these left-wing reporters. And look, I agree with what Tucker is saying on his show, but the question is whether or not Tucker actually believes what he's saying. And the New York Times is saying that's just not the case at all. Cut number six.
You know these people. You know what's going on behind the scenes. Tucker may want to run for president, and all this nonsense of Trump Tucker or Tucker Trump 24. Neither one of those guys would stick around to be the vice president. Both would want to be the president. And right now, I can imagine Tucker doing it, even though he's laughing hysterically next to Trump. I wish we had that picture here. We thought we might, but laughing hysterically next to Trump. I'm trying to figure it out, Jeremy. Final thought.
No, I think you're exactly right. I mean, I think there are a lot of people, Eric, who snicker behind Trump's back, who say that they support him publicly and they like his ideas and they like him, but privately it's a different story. And that, to me, it's the ultimate fallacy of the conservative media. Is there are an awful lot of these people who pretend like they are Trump supporters for their audience.
Yeah. Well, Jeremy, my friend, don't lump us all into the conservative media.
I'm not saying you.
Great.
You know what I mean. You know these people.
I do know them. I do know them. And what Tucker does never ceases to surprise me.
And Eric's telling the truth here, folks. This is Eric Bolling. And Jeremy Peters, by the way, is the New York Times reporter who wrote this piece. And it is... The people are now starting to, their eyes are starting to open, and they're starting to see Fox for what it really is. And unfortunately, they booted a lot of true conservatives. And now they have a lot of make-believe conservatives. I'm not saying Tucker Carlson is a make-believe conservative. I think Tucker Carlson is a libertarian. And again, nothing wrong with that. But anyway, Peters goes on to say in this conversation, well, cut number seven. Play that, please.
So let me throw this to you. You know, the piece came out on Saturday that I saw, and then on Sunday, yesterday, I saw a lot of pictures floating around the internet of Trump and Tucker Carlson kind of yucking it up a little bit in the Trump box. I'm trying to square the circle here. Where is it that Tucker? Let me ask you this. I'll be straight. Is this the first step of the Tucker for president move and Tucker stabbing the Trump MAGA voters and Trump himself in the back?
So, Eric, I think you know as well as I do that Tucker in private, what he says about Trump is very different than what he says about Trump in public. And it benefits him to be seen having photos taken with Trump at the golf course and everything. I think I would not be surprised at all to see Tucker. I quoted him in my book. He said, "I am voting for Kanye West." This is in 2020. So, like, he didn't vote for Trump, as far as we know. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there with him in the ballot box, but we know that Tucker Carlson is one of these people who benefits from having the Trump audience on his side, but thinks very little of the people who make up that audience.
There's no way Tucker Carlson is running for president. Why would he do that? Why would he take the massive pay cut that he would have to take to be president of the United States? 844-747-8868, our telephone number. Can I tell you about Life Change Tea? They're having a big summertime sale. Buy three, get one free. Life Change Tea. It's amazing. It's natural. It's a gentle cleanse, and I drink it every day. You are going to love this. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. They've been around since 2007, a long time, and best of all, made right here in the U.S. of A. Super easy to brew. You just keep it in the fridge and you drink some every single day. And who doesn't enjoy a nice cold glass of iced tea during summertime? GetTheTea.com to order yours today. That's GetTheTea.com. Now get this. Use my discount code TOD10. They're going to give you an additional $10 off plus free shipping. That's more than $50 in savings. GetTheTea.com to order yours today. That's GetTheTea.com. And be sure to use that promo code TOD10. All right, folks, coming up a little bit later this week, very excited, heading down to CPAC, Dallas, Texas, big gathering. President Trump's going to be there, Sarah Palin. It's just a who's who of the conservative world as we rally the troops in advance of the midterm elections. Now, I want to say this real quickly to you folks at Memphis listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. You got to get out and vote this week. That's all there is to it. Thursday, it is a huge election day. And all I can, you know what I would be willing to say? If heaven forbid the Democrat wins the district attorney's office, you better head on down to the gun store because they're going to be out. They'll sell out. I mean, it's that big of a deal. People are terrified of what crime will look like in this city if the Democrat wins. So you've got to get out and you've got to vote. Call your neighbors, get them out to vote as well. That's what this is really all about. We've got to get out the vote no matter what. George Soros, they are putting millions of dollars into these campaigns to defeat law and order district attorneys. And we cannot allow George Soros to win in Memphis. We can't allow George Soros to win in Los Angeles or Chicago or New York City, anywhere else. We've got to take a firm stand for law and order. That's what's on the ballot. And I can only hope that the Republicans unify together around a central theme as we move towards the midterm elections. That's what it's going to take, folks. And you've heard this from Liz Peek. You heard it from Jeffrey Lord. We've got to stand together, united, as we move towards the midterm elections and as we set up for a return to the White House for President Trump. All right, ToddStarns.com. Folks, great stuff for you to check out over at the store. We have some pretty awesome T-shirts for you. Also, some great ball caps and some great coffee mugs as well. Nothing tastes better than community coffee in a blessed, not bitter Todd Stern Show coffee mug. And you can get yours today right now at ToddStarns.com. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up. Busy day. Newsletter coming out in just a few moments or so. And we'll be back tomorrow. This is the Todd Stern's Radio Show.